first time play in 10 years. He's been working in television. Television, can we say that? He's been working in television and film. Most notably, he wrote the TV series This is Wonderland and was a creative consultant on Due South and The Newsroom. So you get the sense of what things interest him. But I think theater is where he is most creative, really.
And who does he write about?
He writes about cops on the slippery slope of the law, fractured families trying to keep it together, the marginalized, the mentally fragile who are easy to ignore, except for a curious playwright who weaves stories that are loaded with pent-up emotion.
And so this new play, And So It Goes, does it fall into that kind of genre?
I think to a point, but I'm intrigued at how different this play seems compared to his other plays. It's about characters in their own quirky distress. You have a couple, Gwen and Ned. They used to be successful. She was a teacher. He was a financial advisor until he lost his job. And then he tried to go to chef school, but he flunked out. I think it was the creme caramel that proved to be a stumbling block. And added to that, their daughter, Karen, is schizophrenic, bipolar, a prostitute, angry, and sometimes violent.
Not a good combination.
No, none of those. Gwen tries to be supportive of both her husband and daughter, but she has her own issues and discusses them with a character named Vonnegut, who we learn is dead. Then something terrible happens, and both Gwen and Ned spiral downward quickly. Ned might do something drastic with a gun, but he spends a lot of time philosophizing on life, as well as, you know, should he use that gun? Gwen and Karen, the daughter, eventually have an understanding, but not in a way that you would expect. So this is pure George F. Walker country.
And how is it different from his previous plays?
I think the title gives a clue, you know, And So It Goes. It's almost like a gentle afterthought, except for Karen's outbursts. The reactions are mellow. As Ted spirals downward, he becomes less self-absorbed and more philosophical and more socially aware. He wants to know who is responsible for hurting his daughter. And he stands on the street wearing a sign that says, "Who is responsible?" You know, it could be Walker subtly asking a bigger question, meant for society in general. Are we responsible for each other? Who is responsible for what's going on in the world? Reactions of characters are subtle and not as fast and furiously paced as other plays he's written. And you keep on expecting characters to explode, and you don't really get that here. They plod on as they spiral down, and then the spiraling stops, not with a thud, but more with a gentle, accepting shrug. You know, it's an understated, it's so understated at times, you aren't really sure that the act or the play has ended. That's how subtle it is. The inclusion of the Vonnegut character is both interesting and puzzling. The character also philosophizes to Gwen in a calming way. Are we supposed to know that is dead writer Kurt Vonnegut? Are we supposed to know that these issues occupied his work? Is it an unfair assumption of the playwright to expect us to know this?
Yeah, Vonnegut, obviously that brings to mind Kurt Vonnegut.
Exactly. And, you know, am I supposed to know that? Am I supposed to know his work? It's an interesting question.
Now, George F. Walker not only wrote this, he also directs this production. Is he successful on that hand?
Well, I've said this before. Playwrights directing their own plays usually make me very squirrely. You know, they just
not
go,
a fan.
Sometimes you need distance. But Walker directs this. He directs it with a calm attention to detail. There is a tempered thoughtfulness here. When Gwen and Karen talk, they both sit in the same idiosyncratic way. One leg is crossed over the other, and the one that's crossing over is bent underneath the bum. So it's an odd way of sitting. Or later, both Gwen and her daughter kneel on the floor in the same way too, with the legs bent underneath them. It's, you know, it's a lovely way of showing that daughter is related to that mother. The cast I found was stellar. As Gwen, Martha Burns has a compelling quirkiness. Even Gwen's lethargy is arresting because of the way Martha Burns plays her. As Ned, Peter Donaldson is a man trying to hold on, keep his grip, and comes out the other side with a quiet grace. Karen, the volatile daughter, is played by Jenny Young with a grit and intensity. And finally, Vonnegut is played by Jerry Franken, almost like a kindly psychiatrist. So a new George F. Walker play after 10 years, and I think it's cause for celebration.
If nothing else, just because it's the first one in 10 years.
Exactly.
But it sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
Pleasure.